Off the ball, GAA.
Everyone was saying Leinster's dead, but like for a lot of ways, the GAA was almost dead. You know, that Dublin team were generational. Like, you'll never see the likes of that again.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll get reaction from last night's League of Ireland games as Shamrock Rovers go 5 points clear at the top. There's one new face and the return of some familiar ones too, as Carla Ward names her Ireland squad for the Nations League doubleheader in the summer. Mason Mount looks to give Manchester United fans a positive end to a difficult season, and could Jurgen Klopp be making a return to management? But first, Shamrock Rovers beat St Pat's 4-0 at Tallaght Stadium last night. Two goals from Graham Burke and one each from Michael Noonan and Aaron Green gave Stephen Bradley's side all 3 points on what turned out to be a great night for the Tallaght side. Rovers are 5 points clear at the top of the League of Ireland Premier Division. But speaking to Off the Ball's Nathan Murphy, Bradley doesn't believe last night was a statement win.
No, it's not about that when you're this club and this team. That's not what our business is about. It's about us hitting our levels. And whatever that may take us, it takes us. And tonight the players hit the levels and we obviously had a good result. But we forget that tonight and we get ready for Derry on Friday.
Graham Burke scored his 5th and 6th goal of the season last night. Speaking to Shamrock Rovers TV, the Dubliner said his team are in a good place ahead of Friday night's trip to Derry City.
Yeah, well, I think even when we went through that spell of the Dublin Garbies not picking up the win, I think we performed really well in them games. Just little things going against us and that, but now I think that's 3 wins on the bounce for us. We obviously were on a good run before, but I think we're in a good place at this moment in time and we just need to keep it going.
St Pat's dropped down to 5th place and are now 7 points off the top. Their manager Stephen Kenny says they aren't thinking about the league title.
We've got to not even think about winning the league title. I think it's very early days for that. And we were in the bottom three last year. You know, we ended up getting from the bottom three to qualify for Europe. So to win the league title 1st year is would be, you know, would be a big, you know, monumental achievement to try and do that. So I think realistically we've got to continue to improve and forget about even challenging for league titles, trying to win matches. You've got to focus on winning matches. And I think from our point of view, it's obviously a big setback tonight. I think the midfield obviously is an issue for us with Ramon Palmer, who, you know, I had really high hopes for this season, and he's had just a terrible injury and he's had a setback within that. So it's been unfortunate for him, Chris Forrester and Keane Levy out injured. So we did change the shape of the team to make sure we had the level of athleticism and attacking threat that we wanted and get Mason Mealy and Aidan Keane into the same team. But we knew that we would leave ourselves open in that regard because we made those decisions. And we got punished. You know, we got punished for by some good play, but also by our own poor defending.
Next up for St Pat's is an informed Waterford at Richland Park on Friday night. Champions Shelburne were held to a nil-all draw by Drogheda United last night. That result leaves Shells in 6th place, 3 points behind the Drogs in 4th. And Drogheda boss Kevin Doherty told Virgin Media TV he was frustrated that his side didn't get all 3 points at Talca Park.
I'm frustrated we didn't win it as well. Like, you look at it, probably in the first half they certainly had more of the ball, and they did have more of the ball, and generally it's the case with us, but the second half, I thought all the chances we had, I don't remember them having a chance in the second half unless I'm mistaken, but the chances we had in the second half, look, you have a game plan and we get the most out of the players we have by playing with that game plan, and broken them into the best chances in the second half. I don't know how we didn't score the one with Thomas, and whether it was squared or the keeper makes good saves, but we should score. And I'm not frustrated with the performance. I thought it was a good performance. Look, you're coming to the home of the champions. We've been here twice and picked up 4 points. Like, you have to ultimately be happy with that. But I thought we were more. In the first half they were better, and I thought in the second half we were better, basically.
Champions Shelburne have just 1 win in their last 8 league games. Speaking to their in-house media channel, Shells boss Damien Duff says it was tough to get into the flow of the game.
It's possibly the story of our season so far. Defensive third, not being clinical with our defending and attacking third, not being clinical. I think we had moments tonight. I think we had half chances. We hoofed and we puffed. Here, by the end of it, could you feel the lack of belief off them? I don't know. I'll have to watch it back. But, yeah, listen, we had a late rally. 10 minutes, the crowd were up. It was always hard tonight, Darren, to get a flow to the game because I thought the ball was out play more than it was in play, which was frustrating. But here, it's a part and parcel of what draw to do, and it's not seen as a criticism for me. It's a way, and it's a brilliant way, and it's effective.
Attention now turns to Friday's games, and of course, like every Friday, we'll have live commentary on the Goal Out app. This week, we're in Sullivan and Lamb Park for Drogheda United's clash with Bohemians. Stephen Doyle will be joined in the commentary box by Vinnie Perth. We'll have all the build-up from 7 and have post-match reaction across all of our social channels after the games. You can have your say as well. You can join League of Ireland late night in X Spaces with Cameron Hill, Johnny Ward and Shane Keegan from 10 o'clock on Friday night. And remember, if you want to hear even more of our League of Ireland coverage, you can catch the LOI pod with Stephen Doyle, Vinnie Perth and Gareth McGlynn every week for absolutely free. Just search the LOI pod wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch for free on YouTube on the Off the Ball channel. Carlo Ward has included Adelaide United striker Erin Healy for the first time in her squad for the upcoming Nations League doubleheader against Turkey and Slovenia next month. Healy qualifies through her Monaghan-born grandfather. The 24-year-old from America has impressed in her debut season down under, scoring 8 goals in the A-League, and she was named the team's player of the year. Here's what Carlo Ward had to say on the new addition to the squad. Centurion Louise Quinn has also been included, despite announcing her retirement earlier this month. The Ireland boss wants to have her experience in the camp for the two games.
Yeah, she's pacey. She's, you know, she can play off both sides. She can play down the middle, but I think she's a natural replacement for Leanne. We looked at her actually for the last camp, and it probably wasn't the right time, and I think given the situation with Leanne, we thought it was the natural replacement. You know, like I said, she's tenacious, she's front-footed, she scored a lot of goals, she's attracted a number of WSL clubs, and hopefully ends up there this summer. But someone that's exciting, and just obviously being announced in Team of the Year over there, and yeah, we've been watching her quite a lot, and she's an exciting young player.
Megan Connolly returns after missing the back-to-back wins over Greece in April, while Shelburne's Aileen Clancy stays in the picture, having been included in the squad last time. Heather Payne and Leanne Kernan are both out due to injuries, while Tara O'Hanlon, Jamie Finn, Lily Ag and Jess Sue are all still recovering from their injuries. Captain Katie McCabe will link up with the squad in Turkey after Saturday's Champions League final in Lisbon between Arsenal and Barcelona. McCabe is aiming to become the fourth Irish woman to pick up a winner's medal for the Gunners. Emma Byrne, Yvonne Tracy and Kira Grant lifted the trophy in 2007. McCabe's been speaking to BBC Sport and says it means everything.
It's everything, really. I think from growing up to watching the men's Champions League finals to playing in it and representing the club, to seeing the club win it back in 2007, for it to be an 18-year wait. The fans have been waiting so long, the club's been waiting so long. It's going to be here on Saturday. It's pretty surreal, but for us, we need to, yeah, just enjoy it and kind of stay present in the moment.
Is this the biggest game in your career?
Yeah, for sure, I think so. I've had amazing moments at international level, qualifying for the World Cup, the first game at the World Cup, creating history with my national team, but from a club point of view, I think this is a big one.
That game on Saturday kicks off at 5 o'clock. Ireland face Turkey in Istanbul on Friday the 30th of May, and then Slovenia come to Parkhi-Cueve on Tuesday the 3rd of June. Millwall have confirmed the departure of Ireland forward Aaron Connolly, who will leave the Den at the end of his contract next month. The Lions announced the club's retained and release list following the end of the Championship season. Alex Neil's side finished 8th, just 2 points off the playoffs. Connolly signed for Millwall in January on a short-term deal after a brief stint at Sunderland. He scored 1 goal in his 14 appearances for the South London club. Connolly made his senior international debut back in 2019, but he hasn't played for Ireland since 2023.
This Thursday night, we're wrapping up the Premier League season with a brilliant live show at the Goat Bar in Dublin. Going to be joined by Liverpool legend Steve McMahon and a couple of Irish legends as well. Glenn Whelan and Richard Dunne are going to be along. That's this Thursday night, the 22nd of May at the Goat Bar in Dublin. To get your tickets, head along to offtheball.com/events. It's all with thanks to Guinness. Never settle.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says Mo Salah showed he's still human after his big miss in last night's 3-2 loss away to Brighton. The Premier League champions' star forward remains just short of the Premier League record for most goals and assists in a single season, but Slot's confident he'll get there in Sunday's final match of the season, which is at home to Crystal Palace.
It's not the first time that he's not scoring for one or two games in a row. But the good thing for us is that this hardly ever happens. And if it happens, you can be sure that he will score in the third game or either in the fourth game.
Sticking with Liverpool, and Ben Jacobs is reporting that FSG CEO of football Michael Edwards has been approached by Al Hilal to discuss a senior role at the club. The Saudi club are understood to hold a firm desire to try and appoint Edwards, even though he's relatively new to his current job, having previously been a sporting director at Liverpool. Someone that worked with Edwards at Liverpool is Jurgen Klopp, and the agent of the former Liverpool boss has distanced the German from becoming the new manager of Roma. La Stampa had been reporting on Monday night that the 57-year-old was set for a sensational return to management in Italy. Brighton kept their outside hopes of qualifying for Europe alive with that 3-2 win over Liverpool last night. They're up to 8th place, which might be good enough for a spot in the Conference League. Manager Fabian Hertzler says none of that will matter if they don't get a positive result in their final game of the season.
The only thing we can do is focus on the next match. That's the only thing we can influence, and that's what we will do. We try to be the best prepared team on Sunday against Tottenham. We try to reflect, analyse this game and be ready for Sunday.
Kevin De Bruyne will play his final home game for Manchester City tonight. City boss Pep Guardiola has challenged his players to prove their worth in their bid to finish in the Premier League's top five. They host Bournemouth tonight, needing 4 points from their last two matches to secure a place in next season's Champions League.
We need 4 points. Of course, it will be a massive victory for us, you know, to win the three. And yeah, we will give everything, you know, for our fans, for ourselves, from Kevin, for the last game at home. So we're going to try to do it.
Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner admits he's using days off as motivation for his players to end their Premier League campaign strongly. They return to action against Wolves tonight after lifting the FA Cup on Saturday with a 1-0 win over Manchester City. Glasner's team can achieve a new points record in the top flight if they draw one of their final two games.
I said to the players, okay, if we achieve a new points record, then you get 2 more days off. And they wanted it now after winning the FA Cup. And I said, no, 1 point is 2 days. So they've still this motivation. So let's see, this maybe helps a little bit.
Manchester United midfielder Mason Mount admits this season has been a disappointment. They could still end the campaign with a trophy, though, when they face Tottenham in the Europa League final tomorrow night. Mount says they're desperate to give their supporters something to cheer about in Bilbao.
If the small details are not right, you can be punished. We're close to correcting them. But when you win trophies, you get extra confidence. As you said, you build that togetherness as a group. So yeah, we want to finish on a positive note and next season come back. Pre-season work really hard and then attack it again.
Tottenham forward Brennan Johnson hopes to win their first major trophy since 2008 for their fans. Some supporters face paying thousands of pounds for last-minute tickets, flights and hotels for that Europa League final against United in Bilbao tomorrow. Johnson knows how much it would mean for the fans to see the team pick up some silverware.
Not only would it be an unbelievable game for us, but of course the club and the fans, I feel like it would be a real momentum shift for the club going forward. So yeah, we know it's a massive game and it's just about who has like the quality going into the day and who prepares the best. So yeah, we'll be doing everything we can for that hopefully to be us.
And there could be a reprieve yet for Italian side Sampdoria. The conclusion of the Serie B season has been thrown into chaos due to an investigation into financial irregularities at Brescia by the Italian football watchdog. On Sunday, 5 days after the conclusion of the regulation season, Italian football's supervisory body informed the league of the investigation into Brescia, who could be levied with a 4-point deduction if they're found to have breached the rules. That potential deduction, subject to an appeal which Brescia have already confirmed they would lodge, would relegate them hand a playoff reprieve to previously relegated Sampdoria and confirm Frosinone's safety above the playoff spot. The league's scheduled relegation playoff between Frosinone and Salernitana has been postponed amid all the uncertainty. No teams or dates will be confirmed until a final legal decision is reached. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan and I'll be back with more tomorrow.